Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5.
Human Crafted Radio on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM station. I'm Zach Churchill. Hope you're having a wonderful afternoon and a safe drive out there. I am actually joined right now by Jordan Vilwalk, Emergency Operations Coordinator. How are you, Jordan?
Great, thank you, Zach.
Oh, why don't I hear you? Go ahead and try that again.
Great, thank you, Zach.
Huh, it's not coming through. That's weird. Let's try, maybe try that microphone.
Hello.
There you are.
How are you?
We have a down microphone. That's weird. I'm great. Thank you so much for coming in. This is important stuff. You are also here with Aaron Fannin-Steele.
How's it going?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Good.
So we are here to talk about the city's local hazard mitigation plan. You have some workshops coming up. You have a meeting tonight at the Suzy Q Center at 380 3rd Street at 6 p.m. And this is really going to be a community-focused effort. So I want to invite our listeners, as I'm talking to Jordan and Aaron about our local hazard mitigation plans, what comes to mind for you when you think about disaster preparedness, stuff that affects our community, natural disasters? What are you worried about? What are you most concerned? You know, is it landslides? Is it a tsunami? Is it an earthquake? Fires? You know, there's all these things to think about. And we need to make sure that we're prepared as a community, that our city has the funds to and the ability to put plans in place so that we are ready for that. As a station, we are definitely, you know, we want to be a part of it. You know, we are partnering with the city and with you guys. We actually just had a meeting with all of our DJs the other day. Everyone has to learn, who's on air has to learn what to do when an emergency strikes. We have a backup generator. We have a backup to the backup. We have a protocol. So I'm going to just kind of let you guys talk a little bit. But again, if you're listening and you have some input, we have a number you can text, 949-715-5936. That's 949-715-KXFM. Let us know what is on your mind. If you have any questions for Aaron or Jordan, please feel free to text them in. Now, I'm going to let you guys talk a little bit about why we need to have a local hazard mitigation plan and what's in ours.
Yeah, thanks for having us on here, Zach. I just wanted to start off to let everyone know exactly what a hazard mitigation plan is. It's a big term, but basically it just helps us create a safer community for the residents, businesses, and visitors that join our community. The hazard mitigation plan allows city officials and the public to better understand exactly what our threats are here in the community, and leads us to ways that we can help mitigate and solve these problems so we can be more resilient during disasters.
Mitigate is a big word. Do we have a Webster? I mean, I know what mitigate means, but I want to make sure you know what it means. I'm just kidding.
Basically means to fix the problem.
There you go.
So, Aaron, why don't we go into why we want to have a hazard mitigation plan?
Yeah, that's a great question. So a lot of communities throughout California, they have to deal with their hazards, natural hazards that are of concern. And what FEMA realized a number of years ago was when they spend money in the right way, by going through a process, understanding the hazards of a community, and then identifying ways that they can mitigate those hazards, where they can start to solve some of the problems before the actual disaster strikes, FEMA realized you actually are saving money. And so the ratio that they like to throw out is for every dollar that they spend in mitigation, they actually save $4 in response and recovery efforts. And so if you think about the recent fires that we had in Orange County, You know, there was a very large cost associated with all the fire personnel and emergency management personnel trying to respond to the incident, as well as address a lot of the impacts to the community, the folks that had to take off work to go and grab their animals because they were being evacuated. And so understanding that there are costs associated with all of this, you know, FEMA said, we want to have communities be proactive and work on these types of plans and understand their communities better. And if they do that, we want to open the door so that you can then apply for grants and actually take on specific projects.
So the more proactive you are as a city, the more we have adopt LHMPs from FEMA and show that we have an actual concerted effort and a stake in this, and we're willing to do what it takes to prevent or to be prepared for these emergencies, it actually makes us more eligible for financial assistance from the state, correct?
It's not assistance as much as it's grant funds that can help you in tackling projects.
Okay.
So it doesn't impact the ability to have assistance during a disaster. And Jordan can definitely talk a little bit more to that. He's had a lot more experience with the disaster process itself.
Yeah, because we've seen a lot lately what can happen when you're not prepared and also when that assistance isn't readily available.
So this helps you before you get to that point to when the disaster impacts. So the fact that we can have this hazard mitigation plan approved by FEMA gives us the key to open up and apply for more grants so we could fix the problems we know exist that cause damage during disasters. So it did not impact our ability to receive FEMA money during, you know, even the recent January floods that we had here in Laguna Beach and the previous disasters. We've always been able to receive funding and disaster assistance through that.
Great. And what kind of hazards will our hazard mitigation plan help protect against?
So there's multiple hazards, and we're going through engaging our community. That's why we're reaching out on the radio station. We're holding these public workshops. We have a survey that's available on our city website and through social media because we want to hear from the community, the ones that live in this area, to tell us what they believe the hazards are. There's a lot of hazards I think we all know that exist here. We live in a beautiful location, but with that comes a lot of challenges with the topography. We have flooding that exists. We have wildland threats. There's the beautiful coastline, but with that, there's also tsunami risk. You know, there's the man-made hazards. There's the nuclear generating station that's down in San Onofre that some view that as a risk, and those are just to name a few of the ones that we're looking at. There's the climate change, there's the sea level rise, there's a lot of things that are going to be involved in this plan that kind of will give us a big roadmap to what we can do to prepare for the future so we're more resilient.
Okay, and our LHMP for short, that's Local Hazard Mitigation Plan, that's going to be, it's going to consist of four main sections, and we need community input to complete this. And so today people can come down to Suzy Q. That is at 6 p.m. at the Suzy Q Center, 380 3rd Street. That is tonight, 6 p.m. And what are they going to be able to, how are they going to get involved at tonight?
So tonight, it's a open house style of a workshop. So what we're asking the community to do is come down and join us, and we'll have a very brief presentation that we'll give, just explaining a little bit about the process of what we're doing tonight and a little bit about some of the information that we gathered at the last community meeting we had last month, as well as some of the preliminary results from the online survey. And then it'll be interactive, and we've got 8 different stations that we've created in the room, and attendees can walk around and talk to different city staff members and ask questions about the main hazards of concern that have been identified for the city's local hazard mitigation plan.
Awesome. That's tonight, 6 p.m. at the Suzy Q Center, 380 3rd Street. You can get involved. You can learn more about the actual risks that our community faces here in Laguna Beach. There's going to be an assessment of the threat, and that will be, you know, followed by following that, there will be community input, as Aaron said. So Hopefully you can make it down there. That's 6 p.m. And we're going to take a quick break, play a song, and then we'll talk about some other ways you can get involved and how you can be better prepared for disasters. Stay with us. And again, if you have any questions or concerns or want to chime in on this topic, the number here is 949-715-5936, 715-KXFM. Jordan and Aaron would be happy to address some of your questions. So stay with us. We'll be right back. KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. I am here with Jordan Vilwalk. He is with the city. He is the emergency operations coordinator. And with him, Aaron, I don't know where you're from. Where are you from, Aaron?
I work for a company called Placeworks, based out of Santa Ana. We're a consultant, and Jordan can kind of explain, you know, how we got involved.
Yeah, how did this whole plan get started in the first place?
So absolutely. The city identified a gap in the fact that we wanted to be applying for a lot of FEMA money to help us mitigate some of the concerns we have in our city to natural or man-made hazards. So we pursued a grant. It's called the Pre-Disaster Mitigation Grant, and we received about $100,000 from the federal government to help us write this plan and go through this process and engage the community. So once we received that, the grant funds, we put out a request for proposals and received over 10 different proposals from companies. And we had a panel that selected Placeworks, and with the approval of City Council, we moved forward with a contract, and we've been ecstatic with the amount of work and what they've put into it so far, and we have a great draft that's coming along. So now it's all about community engagement and making sure that we're reaching our community to get their feedback.
Well, great to have you on board, Aaron. Where do you live? Are you from California? Where are you from?
Born and raised in Southern California. Grew up in Walnut, and now I currently live in Jurupa Valley. But family has lived throughout California, and definitely down here in Southern Orange County as well.
Okay, then you're qualified.
I'd like to think so.
I'm sure you guys know what you're doing. I'm just here to give you a platform. So one thing I know that this is going to be an evolving plan. It's not set in stone, and there's time for community input. Tonight is one opportunity at 6 p.m., as we mentioned, at the Susie Q Center. But why don't you guys give a breakdown of exactly what is in this plan and take it from there?
Sure. So, you know, there's really four kind of main components to a hazard mitigation plan. The first piece is really talking about the community itself, and you want to provide context. These are not plans that you can just interchange no matter what city it is, and we definitely try to make sure that through the community engagement process, we have a deep understanding of what the community is concerned about, what's happening in the community, so we can better fit the actions that come out of it. Once we have a good understanding of the community, it's really focused on what are the hazards of greatest concern, and we go through a process working with many stakeholders, city staff, identifying these hazards. That's the crux of tonight's meeting, and what we want to talk with the community about are the hazards that were identified. And when we talk about the hazards in the plan, we look at what are some of the historical events that have occurred, what areas of the city are impacted by this particular hazard, and then what's the likelihood that it may occur in the future. And then after we look at the hazards, then we want to also understand the risks. You know, what areas of the city are at risk to that particular hazard? Where do the wildfires happen? Where will the tsunamis occur? And we also start to look at what are some assets, you know, buildings that the city owns, or critical infrastructure that the city may need and want. They want that to remain operational after an event. And so then from there, that really informs where are the areas that the city needs to focus on when it comes to mitigation. And so what are the types of actions that the city would like to undertake? And it could be things like, do we want to do a seismic retrofit to City Hall or some other building because it may fall down? Or do we want to upgrade a certain piece of infrastructure, whether it's a pipeline or a pump station, to make sure that it's better suited for any of the potential risks associated with the plan?
Maintenance fees, Just sound. That's what I'm thinking. Maintenance fees. No. Jordan, how can people really, really get involved? And if they can't be there tonight at Suzy Q, what are their other options?
Yeah, absolutely. If they can't come tonight, there's a lot of different options. My email address is on our city website that they can engage me directly. Phone number as well. On the landing page of the city website at lagunabeachcity.net, right at the center, there's an area that talks about what the hazard mitigation plan is. And it also has a link to the survey that we're engaging our community. It's about take you maybe 10 minutes or less to go on there and go through the survey and provide us with that valuable feedback. So that's another way to engage. We will also be having another opportunity when the plan, the draft goes out to public review. We're going to be at City Council probably sometime in December or January, where we're going to be releasing the document and talking specifically about it and engaging the community there as well.
So if you have something to say, if you come and you are there for the meeting, you can have a couple minutes to express your opinion on it.
Yeah, absolutely. At City Council, you'll have that opportunity. Tonight, you would have it in a very open house, easy forum to have conversations with the different public officials that will be present. And then we're also going to have one more public meeting probably in January.
Right, when the plan goes out for public review.
Okay, so where we can talk about it again. So there's many avenues.
You may have already, did you already mention an online survey? I may have skipped over that.
Yeah, we do have an online survey. It was placed on Nextdoor. It's on the front page of the city website and also on our social media platforms.
Okay, great. I will have to take that. And I will also have to let you know if I can think of anything else that's going to keep me awake tonight. And be like, oh, I didn't ask them about this. Are we prepared for I don't know. I'll think about it. Thank you guys so much for coming on. This is going to be an ongoing conversation. We are going to continue to let our listeners know about LagunaBeachCity.net. That's where you can go to get more information, where you can contact Jordan if you have any input or questions on this matter. But tonight, the local hazard mitigation plan, there will be a meeting for that at Suzy Q, 380 3rd Street is the address. And it's the Suzy Q Center. Yes, 380 3rd Street. I got that right. Thank you guys so much for coming on. Is there anything else you want to let our listeners know about?
No, sir. We just hope to engage them in whatever way, whether it's electronically through the survey or in person in tonight's workshop.
Yeah, this is a lot to digest, a lot to think about. And so the more information we can get about it beforehand, the more we can become involved. It's going to take me a while to really digest it, and then I want to make sure that I can help to be a part of this as well and continue to let our listeners know about it.
We'll be looking for your survey, Zach.
Absolutely. Right.
Is it anonymous, though?
it is.
Okay. All right, you guys. Have a good one.
Thanks. You
take care.
You.